Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us, or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin going to check in a little later on this morning. I'd like to retweet some Mr. Skin stuff, but there's always boobs. It's crazy. Mr. Skin's Twitter feed always features boobs or pie or whatever.
And as we know, looked across the social media. They're not ready for boobs yet.
No.
The people who consume social media.
People freak out.
Right. Not ready.
Not ready. So Mr. Skin's
got bare boobs and maybe nipples.
Oh yeah, there's nipples.
They're not ready for that.
There's nipples and some butts too. There's some butts.
Apparently, what they are ready for is an app that constantly cuts in and out.
Yeah, but see, that's one guy probably using the old ass app that nobody takes care of.
Yeah, that's
not true. The right new app.
Yeah, that's true.
That almost always when that happens, that's what's happening.
Exactly.
I replied to that guy.
Yeah. Did you?
Okay. Yes.
Good.
Right.
I prefer not to yell at those people because they don't know.
I know, but they yell.
I know,
at
but it's
and they always yell
but
at it's us. Not, it's not our fault.
Neither do we know.
No.
I just know.
Well, it's one person. It's not. We have a lot of people listening on that.
Well, we say Radio League app a whole lot.
Yes, we do. Radio League app, exactly. Check it out. And a bunch of my friends listen to that. And believe me, I got a buddy who listens every morning on the app. And if something was wrong, he would text me. He texts me. And he lives in Philadelphia. He's also an Eagle. No, excuse me. He lives in Pennsylvania. He's also a Viking fan, so he ain't too happy today.
No, probably
he
not.
Was texting me yesterday.
Is he surrounded by Eagle
fans?
Oh,
yeah. See, that's at least... At least you don't have that. I mean, he's in central Pennsylvania. And if you're not a Steeler fan there, you're an Eagle fan. So he's got to put up with that crap. I said, I'm sorry for you, man. You got to deal with that crap. But of course, you got to deal with these douchebags here, these Packer fans.
Well,
Craig hasn't even given you crap yet.
No, he hasn't.
He will.
He
came in there laughing earlier. They were looking for you earlier, and he started laughing.
I'm sure
him and
he
Puss
did.
Made a bad bite. They made a Viking joke, and they giggled maniacally and walked out.
No.
Yes,
I was laughing as I was walking down the hall.
Yeah, I know.
It was after I was in this room.
I know, but because you made
Tyler, how is Todd today?
He's right there, man.
Todd, how are you feeling?
He just
today?
Got here.
Yeah. I was concerned.
Once again, it's not losing the Super Bowl.
No.
You got to get there to try to win it, but losing it is worse. So.
Yeah, that makes you feel so much better, doesn't it, Todd?
I'm better
it
with
does.
This. I'm better with this.
That's all you got. That's all you got.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
If they get to the Super Bowl, they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. I'm fine with losing at the very last chance that they still couldn't win the Super
that's
Bowl.
That's what disappoints me, because I think...
Oh, the Patriots are beatable.
They could have beat the Patriots.
I think so, too. I think the Eagles could beat the Patriots.
The Patriots are very beatable.
Right. They're very beatable.
Not that team.
What?
Well, not the team we saw last
night. No, I'm talking about the Eagles. They could beat them easily.
No. The Vikings
not the team that showed up last night.
No.
And the Jags, if they don't just sit on the ball, whatever, they might win that game,
No, but you
too.
Watch the Patriots, and they seem like a team that can be had.
Oh, yeah. They're at the
absolutely.
They're at the end of that dynasty.
Absolutely.
Which is a good thing. Morning, Craig. How you doing today?
Todd, oh, great.
Puss has jury duty later this morning. I said duty.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for the...
Is there a big murder trial going on?
I hope not.
Yeah.
For the person on trial, that's too bad is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's true.
Take the plea bargain. Take the plea bargain.
Well, if they're taking the plea bargain, it's not gotten to this point.
Yeah, but I have been told by people that they've been called for jury duty and like...
You said duty.
Like when the jury people actually show up, the guy who's on trial goes, oh, this is getting real. No, I'll take the plea deal.
Like, oh, yeah.
They've gotten there and then gotten assembled, and then the people come in and say, well, yeah, he took the plea deal. Y'all can go home.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. My buddy, who's a Viking fan, just texted me. He's listening on the app, so it's fine. And he said that today at work is going to suck very, very, very badly because he's going to walk in and deal with an Eagle fan, and you don't have to deal with that.
No.
You don't have any Eagle fan in your life, right?
Well, yeah, we do.
Where?
Down, went down the hall.
Oh, yeah, Spectre. Yeah, Jim, he already.
I did get a text from
him
last night.
Yeah, I got a text from him last night, too, I'm sure. Yeah. He hides the text, by the way, so be careful about that. If you're talking about somebody else, he does. You see that? Didn't put any names
does.
On there, yeah.
Man,
he probably got the text too.
He can piss off. I don't want to hear about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because he's more of a Philly.
He is.
He's more of a baseball
he's a
guy.
He's a baseball guy.
Yeah. I mean, he roots for the Eagles, right. but he doesn't really care.
He gets excited.
He can piss off exactly.
about the Eagles if they're doing good later in
Maybe,
the year.
Yeah, but he's more of a baseball fan.
Right.
He can piss off.
Yeah, I've tried to like talk smack to him when the Packers and Eagles are playing.
He doesn't care.
Like, stop it. And no. He just kind of looks at me like,
If it ain't the right. Phillies, it ain't Dick.
Right? Right, talk smack to me when the Packers beat the Phillies.
Yep.
Yeah, he really doesn't care.
No.
He's not all that passionate.
You don't have to deal with that.
He's normally such a fiery guy, too.
Yeah, exactly. So we got an email coming up we'll get into about a woman cheating with a guy and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. That seems
too
like
bad it's with a guy.
I know.
Pretty much a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. But the guy's a scumbag and just ridiculous, man, what he's doing to her.
He's playing her.
Exactly.
Poor girl. Don't bang married guys.
Hey.
No.
Don't be so quick to yell that.
From a guy who's never banged anybody married.
No, I'm just saying. Don't be so quick to...
Yeah. No,
now, this guy's brutal, though. He had a relationship with that girl. Yeah. He had a relationship with that
Even
girl.
Even if someone showed interest, I would still advise
well,
them.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but...
Listen,
yeah.
You shouldn't bang a married guy.
Yeah, definitely.
It's because you care about the women, isn't it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just part of it.
Yeah.
That's the newer, kinder, gentler.
That certainly is a part of it.
Yeah, it's more the Me Too moment. Don't beg married guys.
Now no, you no. tell me.
But Craig's, you got a point. No.
I watched the episode of Divorce last night, the second one. And he's got this mom he's going to be banging. She wants to do all kinds of crazy stuff to him. You got to check it out. I can't even tell you what they said because it's HBO or Showtime. What's that, HBO?
HBO, yeah.
You see the show. It looks incredible. It's on show. It's going to be on Showtime coming in 3 weeks. And it's Colbert is the executive producer. I retweeted out the little promo from it. Cartoon President. Now, without pissing off anybody, it's about the current guy, and it's pretty abusive, and it's hilarious. The promos look hilarious. Have you seen the promos yet? It's all over Showtime. You watch Showtime, you'll see the promos.
Well, I got a feeling that may piss off some people.
I know, but it's funny.
That may
it
piss
looks,
off.
I can't wait for it. It looks so funny,
it's
man.
Very sensitive people.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's yeah. I don't want to deal with them anymore. Well, speaking of that, I was went to a sports bar after I went to the Funny Bone, and I was kind of buzzed and sitting there with some people we know, and places packed, and some meathead, real successful meathead, I'm sure, mid-20s, hey, there's a liberal guy, as he walks past the table, I'm going, I'm thinking, who's he looking at? And then one guy's talking to you, I said, oh, okay. So it was like a total meathead, I'm thinking, and just kept going, I'm thinking, what does that mean?
So
did I care?
A mid-20s meathead dude that was drunk was being an asshat?
Yeah, really surprised.
I am shocked.
Surprise.
I am
a
shocked.
A complete asshat. And then on the way out, this other girl stops me, and she's like in her early 30s. She said her dad made her listen to us when she was kids. So she's been listening to us for her whole life. And
was she a meathead?
No, she was cool. She was a big fat up, but her whoever she was with was not happy about it because she stood up and gave me a hug, and then she was just standing there and talking to me, and Becky and I were leaving, and I could tell the boyfriend who's sitting there was not happy with me at all, and I'm thinking, she was girlfriend just saying hi.
She approached me, dude.
And she just listened to the show. That's all it was. It wasn't anything sexual. I'm thinking, okay,
can't bang another meathead. Another these, liberal germs on you.
No, even about that. You can tell. I'm thinking, I looked down at the guy, I think I was going to shake his hand, thinking, oh, he doesn't care. He doesn't. So that's why I stay on the couch too sometimes, those two interactions I had. But at the Funny Bone was different because people go to see comedy there and they're all big fans of the
late
show.
At the bar on a Saturday night, things are getting dumb.
Crazy.
No way.
Crazy. Yeah. Some successful meathead. Real successful, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably got a great house that his parents own, and he lives in the basement of.
Yeah, of course he does.
Did he own the place?
I don't talk to that guy. No.
No? No? No, no. Not that guy?
No.
Hey, he's probably more than mid-20s.
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
I'm thinking of a sports bar down the street from you.
No.
Yeah, whatever it is you're thinking of, that ain't it.
That ain't it, man. I don't know what you're thinking of either, but that's not it.
Just for good measure.
Yeah, exactly. That ain't,
that ain't it.
He was not owning anything, this guy.
Well, probably a nice collection of tap out shirts.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that might have been it. Yeah. I'm sure he's well.
I'm sure he's well versed
in the political system too.
I'm sure he's
really, really well read. That was just yelling at me from across the bar.
Or beer pong champion.
A conservative beer pong champion. Remember that?
Wow.
Because of course he is.
Is there any other kind?
Not that part of town. Not that part of town.
I mean, the best of the best.
Yeah.
That part of town.
I don't want to get all sensitive.
Your beer pong champion.
I don't want to piss anybody
off. Drinking like Jaeger and protein shakes?
It was just across the hallway. I just was, what the hell? That guy yell? I've had some weird stuff yell at me over the years, but... That was nonsensical, and I'm thinking, oh, that was a dagger, dude. You got me with that one. What are you looking at?
Oh, one of the players that got a hit over the
Who
weekend.
Died?
Yeah. Oh, let's see.
Oh, I did see some people, yeah.
Robert Zarin passed away. I forget.
Is he famous enough, though?
Oh, yeah. He was on one of the reality shows.
Oh, yeah. A Real Housewives husband.
Yes. Yeah. So he was on that.
He might have been sick, so he had him.
Somebody had, one, two, three, four players had him.
Okay, good.
And the first headline is, confirms cancer for the third time.
All
so,
right.
Yeah, that's why people had him.
Yeah, and an actress passed away at the age of 93, and then a famous chef passed away.
Oh, I saw the actress, too, yeah.
And we'll get into those.
How many hits does everybody have? You got a bunch coming up?
Oh, no. Right. No, just one for the chef, three for the actress, and four for the reality show guy. Yesterday, when the Patriots were playing and the fourth quarter was starting, my son, who seems to know a little bit about football without watching it, I let him know, hey, it's the fourth quarter's about to start. Tom Brady's down by 10. He's about to go win.
Oh, it's over. Yeah, of course he is. I said that. Yeah.
So he says, oh, okay, I'll come out and watch that.
Yeah.
So he sat down and watched the inevitable.
And he won. Yeah.
Well, at least that was an interesting game.
Yeah, that one sucked, too.
Yeah, but
yeah,
it didn't.
I mean,
the game was okay, but it sucked the ending.
It was a game, right? Nonetheless, because there was a little comeback involved.
Yeah.
Hey, I was afraid of that second game.
No, you were not.
At what point?
I was.
7-0.
At what point were you afraid?
7-0.
Okay. In our group text, I finally said at some point too soon to assume that the Eagles were going to win.
That was, you did that. It was 38-7 when you did that. I saw that. Okay. I was looking at the text.
I was one touchdown too late.
Yeah.
But Tony, I was really worried about it the whole time.
Tony hates the Eagles. He's a Cowboy fan, obviously. Okay. And he was just hating.
Would that have been a group text that I would have been?
You're probably on it.
Yeah,
weren't you on that?
You got to have your phone, man.
Oh, my phone was put away at that point. I was put away at that point. So I ignored your asses, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah. No, I really wasn't that bad.
No. It was very
Tony
nice.
Was actually on your side. I was on your side, too, but I wasn't tweeting. I was just reading the text.
But I wouldn't have bought it coming from Craig.
Oh, no. No,
I was very kind and generous.
And see, I texted you late last night, said, remember to set your alarm.
Yeah.
So at least apparently you didn't see that one.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. Because I thought you were just being a smart ass. Otherwise,
I did not add a damn thing to that text chain. I stayed out of it.
How unlike you.
Well, I mean, there was nothing. You were just getting your ass handed to you. There was nothing to.
Yeah.
No, there really was nothing more to say.
Yeah.
Then, are you watching this? Just watch this. That's punishment enough.
Less painful than losing at the end. It really is. Losing sucks, but when you lose at the end, it's worse.
Oh, he knows how it feels to lose at the end.
I know he does. That's what I mean. And he also knows how to win at the end because they beat the Saints.
It's been
end.
Quite a while.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him lose at the end for quite some time.
About 40 years.
I guess that's true. I was a young man.
No. I'm at the end of the game.
I meant the end of the season.
I'm at the end of the game. I'm talking about if the game was not out. Like, all of a sudden, the team goes down and scores. Like, if you'd have lost a game. Like,
oh, yeah.
No, I don't mean the end of the season. You're right. That's been a while for you,
yeah,
too.
That's the only thing that could have made yesterday better is if it was in heartbreaking fashion. Yeah. I mean, it was.
But it wasn't.
It was a bit soul-crushing to just get blown out. Right. But heartbreaking right at the end would have been a little better. Just a little.
He's just mean. He is a dick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll take the blowout, but
and I knew he would be
exactly. Oh, yeah, of course you did, yeah.
And if the tables were turned, I would expect nothing less from you, Tom.
Right, if the tables were turned, the people at jury duty would be looking at a guy who just got his skull drunk out of skull,
brother.
Right. I would have made sure that I drank from the skull of my enemy before you went to jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
And that for sure would have gotten you out of it.
I was going to say, that might get me disqualified.
That guy only has half a skull. Well, he's a Packer fan. Oh, well, double. Out of here.
Well, that might make me a better juror. I don't know.
I told Push to wear his. I apologize to the Jews T-shirt he has. He wouldn't wear that.
Oh, that's too bad. You're right.
It's really not a harsh thing. It just says, I apologize to the Jews. And people are going to go, what's he wearing that for? I can't really, is he racist? What?
Right.
But he's probably not good for the jury.
The half-skulled Packer fan is probably a desirable juror.
The half-skulled Packer fan, yeah. Yeah.
So it's going to be New England and Philadelphia, February 4th in Minneapolis for Super Bowl 52. President Trump reportedly turning down NBC's invitation for the traditional pre-Super Bowl presidential interview.
Yeah.
NBC extending their open invitation to Trump just in case he has a change of heart. No one knows exactly why the president does not want to do this.
You mean a speech that would bring the country together?
Not a speech. It's that.
I know, I've seen the interview. Usually it's about... Hey, I like sports.
Everybody have fun.
Sports. And uplift the whole country. And
but,
no,
I like. I got a golf.
I'm going to be out of town.
I guarantee it's a golf conflict.
Of course it is.
It's a weekend. He's golfing.
Yeah, he's golfing. Exactly.
Or it may just be a fear of speaking to someone ask a question.
That might ask a question. Oh, you're right. Because it won't be a Fox and Friends interviewer. It will be a regular interviewer. That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they usually send him.
It was Lauer.
Yeah, it was always one of the news guys.
It's a news guy, and he won't be in the tank. There will be a question because that's the way it works, right?
NBC?
Yeah, NBC.
It would NBC. It was not Lauer now, obviously, but it would be somebody
else.
They'd
probably send in Megyn Kelly.
Ooh, something tells me that'd go bad.
Well, yeah, people would watch.
Oh, yeah, no.
People
that'd be
would
a great
watch.
Train wreck.
I'm watching for Justin Timberlake. That's why I'm watching.
Well, that seems to be the only reason to tune in now.
Nah, I'm not going to watch that. The halftime.
Turns out I'm
going to be brutally
probably
bad.
Not going to watch much of it at all.
Good for you.
Except for what I see in a damn airport.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, I was going to have to watch the Super Bowl and make arrangements and get apps and hope my plane had Wi-Fi and bad.
Don't have to worry about it now, man.
But, you know, it's no longer a concern.
Nope.
I'm waiting to see what happens with the Dilly Dilly Army running against the outnumbered.
Is that what they're doing?
Did you see that commercial yesterday?
No, I missed it.
They've assembled the army.
They're
outnumbered 20-1. They don't have much training.
So this is back like the old days. They had a Bud Light versus Bud in the Bud Bowl. Now I got it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a William Wallace situation.
Don't care.
Is that the last we've seen?
Don't care.
Is the strong army who has the Bud Light
right
against the disorganized army?
All that.
Who has no Bud Light?
I'm like you, Craig, right. I missed
but
all
a reason
that.
To fight.
I didn't see that.
It was on a couple times yesterday. Yeah, and it's to be continued. The armies start running at each other.
Right.
It's to be continued. So
obviously, it was early in the game because I saw it.
Yeah, I didn't see any of it.
I think I saw that during both games.
See,
I get up a lot during commercial breaks. I don't just sit there.
I get up a lot. Yeah, I had it on, and you know, I heard people griping about this or that, you know, during a game, and I thought to myself, you know, I thought I was watching the game. I didn't catch any of that.
Well, when I have no interest whatsoever, yeah. it just bumps me out. I know I did, too. I was rooting for the Jags, but then screw the Jags, everything they stand for, too.
I forgot to tweet it out, but I always liked hearing the chick in the Verizon commercial say, "The V is showing."
I don't remember that one either.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the one where they pull the cover off of the big Verizon
just
sign.
I think there's
that got you horny?
There's a little innuendo there. Because she's kind of cute. She says, the V is showing.
He was looking for something to make him happy.
Yeah.
Let him have it.
I'm probably the only one that was amused by that remark.
Yeah.
I'm probably the only one that interprets
that remark. Yeah, I didn't think that remark. I didn't even listen to that commercial. Yeah. That's for that dude from Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah.
With the Thomas Middleditch. Police in Belfast, Maine say that they have arrested a man, 27-year-old Brian Fogg, in a ditch.
Oh, this is great. This came from Friday's show. Yeah, we saw this. You got to get the mugshot, puss.
After he allegedly punched himself in the face to avoid a breathalyzer.
Did it work?
What was his name?
F-O-double-G.
Yeah, you see.
Brian.
There's a mugshot. His face is... He's bloody in the face. He punched himself in the face.
Yeah, that should not affect your blood alcohol level, no matter how much you punch yourself in the face.
He was really worried about what would happen at the end, right? So, anyway.
They tried to administer the breathalyzer. He allegedly punched himself in the face three times, causing himself to bleed. Police tended to his injuries instead of giving him the test.
This is liar, liar. I'm kicking my own ass. Yeah, do you mind?
He's now charged with OUI or We Magazine.
Come on
back. Oh, sorry.
Come on back. If you're younger than us.
I guess operating under the influence or something like that. Falsifying physical evidence. I guess that's smacking yourself in the head.
Is influence, the eye is the eye there for idiot?
Influence.
Operating as an idiot. An OAI.
Falsifying physical evidence by smashing yourself in the face and criminal mischief.
What the hell? You can get busted for punching yourself in the face.
Apparently, that's falsifying physical evidence.
I didn't know you're allowed to get busted for punching yourself in the face.
That'll teach you.
Yeah. Now I know better. Remind me not to do that next time. Punch myself in the face. What a freaking idiot. And by the way, this is me. Before the, you mentioned Maine, that's part of the area they root for New England, but this is not yesterday, so. But they won anyway, so. Whatever. Somebody's got to lose. At least for me, that's good. Mr. Skin later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.